Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss would you rather questions. We analyze hypothetical scenarios in extreme detail. With me today, special guest that you've seen here before is Patrick Aloisio. Pat, how are we doing?
I'm good, Case. How are you?
I'm doing well. Typically, I introduce Bennett first, but he's not here yet.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to be here.
Yeah, I might have to. I don't get what the problem. Oh, there he is. Hey, Bennett, what's going on?
How's it going? What's up?
Good.
We did
the intro. We introduced Pat. We had a little bit of lag time due to your delay, but you're here now.
Apologies. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas to you both. Are you all ready?
Yes.
Good to go. Ready.
Okay, so today's question is, would you rather live the rest of your life with no elbows or no knees? The only clarification here is that, you know, all the things that you would have to do with no elbows and no knees, you have to do them on your own. You can't, like, hire somebody to do those things for you. So you have to figure out workarounds for yourself. Is everything clear on all of that?
Good.
Good.
All right. I'm heavily on the no knees side of the fence.
Yeah, I'm on team no team no knees as
I'm
well.
I'm on team stilt legs.
Oh man. You guys are way off.
Team off, he says.
You're going team no elbows.
Yep.
All right. Well, being that there are two of us and one of you, why don't you start off by telling us why?
I mean, my biggest thing has got to be just the mobility factor, which you on Madden would have a zero rating for agility and everything. So, I mean, that is mainly why I'm picking no elbows, and I'd like to hear.
Hold on, did you say something about your Madden rating?
Yeah,
your Madden rating would be a zero for agility and speed and everything else.
Considering that there's no Pat Aloisio on the NFL, why don't you give us a real reason?
I just did give a real reason.
So what, you would suck at flag football?
No, he's not. It's not directly about football.
Your awareness level would be a zero also.
I missed some of that.
I'm saying you guys can't walk because you don't have knees. So if you're in Madden,
we can both walk and run.
How can you run, dude? You have no knees.
How are you going to catch the ball?
Dude, you are so dumb. It just amazes me.
Bennett,
we're not talking about football.
Bennett, he's not.
All I heard was something about your Madden rating. I assumed you were talking about football.
Right, he's using the Madden NFL like video game ratings to like make a joke about the fact that we wouldn't be able to move. It'd be like if we were doing this and saying if you're blind, he would say your vision and hand-eye coordination on Madden NFL if you were in the video game would be a zero as a joke.
Not necessarily a direct analogy there, but I understand what you're saying.
I ruined it because I had to explain it to Bennett.
I'm saying Bennett ruined it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, whatever. Pat, anyway. we would continue to dominate you in all sports and facets of life either way.
I'd like to see you beat me in a 40-yard dash in this scenario or in real life.
Yeah, as long as we're on that topic, I'd love to see you catch anything I threw to you.
Hey, I'm not going to be in a daily catching profession.
No, so just the daily using your hands profession.
My hands work fine. They're just a little bit farther away from me than they normally would be.
Let me just ask you this, Pat. What do you like use more through your day in terms of having to like bend and navigate your limbs? Your hands and your arms or your legs?
To navigate my limbs? What about you navigating the world?
I mean, I can still move around fine. I'm on my feet. I can run. Totally fine.
Yeah, Pat, I'm going to have to say that although you would beat us in a 40-yard dash, you know, me walking around straight-legged, like, you know, like, what would it be? Probably Frankenstein would be a similar comparison. would be not that big of a deal. I'll look like I have some sort of disability because I do, because I don't have knees. But
dude, not only is the walking part difficult, think about whenever you're trying to sit wherever you want to sit, you're gonna have to fall backwards because you can't just bend your knees down to sit down.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I didn't think of sitting.
You don't, Casey, you don't have
to sit. You do 95% of the day.
Yeah, Casey, but I would have just a
stand or lie
worse.
Down. You have a legitimate reason as to why you have an excuse to be able to lie down for the rest of your life in any environment.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna have to agree that that's almost a positive. And
not to mention, just from a visual point of view, you throw on a pair of pants and there's nothing wrong with you. Pat, your arms are fully extended like an asshole 24/7. You are going to walk into a bar and immediately just be considered the biggest fool in there.
Pat,
meanwhile,
how are
we're
you going
to nice
yeah,
pair
Pat, how
of
are you
going to
eat cereal?
I don't eat
wipe
cereal.
Your ass. So well, how are you going to eat anything?
Wipe your ass is a great example.
How are you going to wipe your ass, Pat?
You're going to have to build a machine that holds the toilet paper for you while you wipe your body up and down.
And good luck building anything with your extended arms 24/7.
My arm length is actually perfect length to my butt, so I'm good.
Pat,
how
are you going to shampoo? How are you going to do any of this stuff?
I got it. So I'll pick up the shampoo bottle, hold it straight above my head, and then squeeze it out and land it right on my head.
Not to mention, Pat, I'm going to go back to the football reference that you made talking about Madden, and I'm going to say your 40 time is most certainly going to be negatively affected as you're trying to run again with your arms fully spread out. Like,
dude,
you can't pump your arms. You're literally, like, trying to, like, run and take off like you're a fucking airplane. You're gonna be like significantly slower not using your arms as you run.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm gonna be significantly faster than no knees DD over here.
Listen, not
Why
having
do you think
knees
that?
Like, is I'm... not a problem unless I'm a professional athlete. Pat, I just tried, like, physically tried to do what you said about the shampoo. Put your arm straight right now and try to wash your head with shampoo. You're right. You'd be able to squirt it down, but your hand is literally 10 feet higher than your head is. And then, excuse me, 2 feet above your head. And then you can't actually, like, you know, lather it into your head. You'll have to rub your head against the shower wall.
No, I have a perfect solution for that too. It's all
what?
Thought
what?
Out. I just have a loofah that's perfectly distanced from the length of my hand to my head, so then I could hold my hand straight above my head, the loofah is hanging down, and then rub it on my head.
The amount of time it's going to take you to figure out all the workarounds in your life for not having elbows is, I would give you a full year before you're comfortable with what you have to do.
Dude, you're never going to get comfortable. Imagine, like, using a public bathroom where you just have to fall down back into the toilet and then knock yourself out because your head just nails the back porcelain part.
Yeah. I mean, well, I would have to use the handicap bathroom or the handicap toilet leaf, because they have those bars that I can hold my, like, lower myself down with the bars.
Yeah, we can still sit. Our legs are just fully
spread out. And then imagine having to get up after. Like, how are you going to get up if there's no handles wherever you are?
Well, again, handicap bathroom always has the bars.
I'm not.
But I'm besides the bathroom, like if you're at dinner or something.
Well, if I'm at dinner, I automatically get the booth at every restaurant, and they have to build and they have to get me like a kiddie seat to, like, prop my body up because I'll always be laying down.
You can't have the booth because your legs wouldn't fit.
Okay, here's what I do. At a regular table, I have someone help me, you know.
No, I can't
down.
Have a helper.
You're right, I can't. Okay, then I use the chair next to me to plop down, and then my feet always extend. My feet always extend. You know, my legs go straight under the table and onto the chair across from me. That's problem solved.
Pat, why don't you just paint me the picture of you sitting at a restaurant table as well?
How are you going to eat spaghetti?
How are you going to get the food from the plate to your mouth?
Well, first, I wouldn't. Spaghetti is off the list for me.
How about soup?
Spaghetti.
How about soup?
If it's cold soup, that would be okay because then I don't have to worry about spilling hot soup all over my head.
What are you going to build a funnel?
That's a great idea.
Pat, seriously, how are you going to get
so
food?
So just to be clear, you're
mouth?
Going on dates with a 3-foot cylindrical funnel that you're going to dump soup into because you can't bend your elbows.
I mean, this might sort of kill my dating life now that I think about it.
Yeah, if your date buys you a hot dog and hands it to you to eat, that's you can't eat that hot dog.
Maybe she would want to help me eat it.
Well, she can't help you.
Ah, shit. I got it. So I would just have to eat everything with my mouth. So the dish would be sitting on the table. And I would just bend my knees down until my face is in the plate. And then that way I'm actually getting a great exercise too, because it's like doing squats almost every time I want to take a bite of something. See, you guys can't do that because you don't have knees.
Yeah, but I would be doing calf raises every second I had. And I would have incredible calves. But that's the thing. Bennett and I don't need quadriceps and we don't need hamstrings because we don't use them.
That's true, but the calves, there's no point of having good calves because you can't jump or anything because your legs are straight.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think that there's absolutely no question that, like, day to day, I mean, you're still, like, Pat, you use your hands for literally everything you do.
I still can use them. It's just I can't bring stuff
to my knees.
I know,
but you're, like, you... No, you can't really do anything anymore.
You can't drive. Me and Bennett can just move the seat far away until our legs are straight. You'll never be far enough away from the driving from the steering wheel.
Pat, just put your hand like a lowrider.
Okay, well, you can't drive stick because you won't be the same distance from the stick.
I don't drive stick now anyway, so I'm fine.
The fact of the matter is that if you're, I mean, listen, either way, it's going to suck. If either your legs or your arms are extended 24/7 forever, like that's going to suck. But if it's your legs, like there's just way less of an overall impact. I mean, one, you can't, like, you're going to have a,
that's
funny
dude,
walk.
That's it. I'm just going to walk funny. Nothing that's, else about my life is funny. Worse.
Dude, sitting down is so difficult.
I don't need to sit that much. I can stand at work.
I'm actually going to try to, like...
I can stand at work. You can, I never get a seat on the train anyway, so I'll be on the subway standing. No problem.
Pat, I'm literally standing up right now, and I'm just falling into the couch comfortably, legs fully extended. No problem. I'm sitting. There's nothing... There's no problem happening here. Like... if I'm at work, whatever, I stand. I have all the excuse in the world to lie down. I can still sit. You can do nothing with your arms at all.
How's that?
Efficiently, with any efficiency whatsoever. I can walk all day long. I can do everything I do. I can still run. Again, goofy fundamentals. Yes, I can.
You would trip, lose your balance, and then face plant.
If you had to run, Pat, with your arms extended in any direction, what would you choose? Would you have them right by your side?
Yeah, I would do like the soccer run, you know, like those soccer players do that uncoordinated looking straight arm run.
Hmm.
But really fast, describe to me the chair or couch that you have at work every day. Are you sitting back into a couch? Are you sitting into a rolly chair?
Like I said, I have a standing desk, so I can stand the entire day.
That's not going to be tiring for you?
I do it almost all the time right now. Most people stand at their desks a lot of the time.
What about you, Bennett? Do you have a chair?
I've had a standing desk for the past 6 months.
But do you guys have a chair? That's my question.
Yes, I have a chair.
Because the thing is, Bennett is talking about a couch, which I'm assuming is up to the wall in his apartment, where that weighs a shitload. And even though Bennett's large mass, it still isn't going to move when he falls back. But if you have just a chair at a restaurant or a chair at work and you go to fall back, that thing is going to flip backwards or it's going to roll way back.
You always get the booth. Like, you always get something that's up against a wall or in place and you just fall into it. And now all of a sudden you're
sit sideways in a booth because you can't swing your legs back under the table because they'll hit the other side of the booth.
You can put something under the table to put your legs up on.
But it's not, I'm saying your legs are too long. You'll hit the other side of the booth. Unless the table is.
What other side of the booth? Think about one of those like half the tables where it's like half of a booth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it extends into the. All
places are like that.
No, but even if it's like a booth, then you just put. Like, listen, everyone is going to know you as the straight leg guy. So adjustments will be made. Like every restaurant you go to, you'll go with people that know your feet have to be up on the other side of the booth.
All right, so new scenario.
Okay.
Explain to me how you guys are going to put on pants every day.
I put on pants in a seated position most of the time anyway.
But you're flexible enough to not bend your knees at all?
I'm flexible enough to do that, yeah, but I'm not like – it's not comfortable, but it could be done. You putting on pants is way more difficult than me.
I just step right into them.
You step right into them, but you can't pull them up. You're going to have to grab them with your straight arms and then use all of your back to like jerk them upward, and they'll only go as high as your arms drape low.
But Pat, you just answered – that's what we would just step into them as well, and then you can like – sit back on your bed and they come down your leg enough to just grab them with your hands, which we're still able to.
Unless you're flexible enough.
What do you mean we can't reach them?
I'm saying I don't think you're flexible.
Pat, my legs are bent and I'm bending forward and touching my feet right
Pat,
now.
Pat, you're.
I mean, my legs are straight.
Yeah, it's really not that hard. You have to use all of your back, and bending your legs doesn't help you when you're putting your pants on. You have to bend your arms to pull them up. But this is beside the point. Jumping back to like shampoo type thing, how are you going to stay hygienic? How are you going to brush your teeth every morning?
I'll have to get an extra long toothbrush.
But they don't have those. So you're going to have to get a regular toothbrush and then buy like 1,000 popsicle sticks and glue them all together in like a really long fucking line. And then you're going to have to brush your teeth. But that's never going to work. You'll never get enough pressure on them. So you now have bad teeth as well. We're just taking...
No. I definitely would get enough pressure on them.
Bennett, you want to weigh in here? How's he going to brush his teeth?
No, he isn't. No, of course he isn't. He's not... He's, every, like, mandatory day-to-day task is out the window. That's just fact. It's out the window. 1 week and you are going to be the smelliest, most putrid human on earth. You're gonna have a poop-filled asshole all the time. Your teeth are gonna be yellow and disgusting, and your hair is gonna be full of grease 24/7. Like, forget about it. And then you're gonna be walking around with your arms out.
Bennett, picture this. Pat's at work, right? He's at work sitting at his desk in front of, like, you know, the 25 people sitting around him. His face gets itchy and he can't scratch it, so he just starts rubbing it on every surface near him. Pat, what are you going to do when you get an itch, Pat?
I'll lean my face to my shoulder and scratch it like that.
Pat, how about this? You're at the airport, right? You go into one of those.
You go into a metal detector. Time out. You can lift your arm straight and hold it across your body and use it to hit your face.
You're gonna scratch it on your arm, like bicep.
Yeah, because I have huge biceps, obviously.
All right, Pat. Listen, you go to the airport. You get into one of those.
Which I guess now I can't work out my biceps anymore.
That's a fact.
Oh my God.
You go into an airport, you go through security. Now you're in that metal detector where you have to stand there with your legs apart and your arms bent above your head. And you say, "Sir, I can't bend my arms."
All right, looks like I'm taking trains from now on. That's not a big deal.
That's a huge deal. You're no longer flying.
Can I say one quick thing now? And by the way, you could ask for pat downs. You don't have to go through that thing.
Okay. What do you have to say?
You guys are acting like I would be walking weird. And one, that's like one of the main things that you guys would be doing.
Why are we acting that? I've never said that.
I am.
Bennett said that.
Let me explain something to you.
Because you keep your arms straight by your sides anyways. You just slam back and forth. So no one would know.
Wait, what you say what? You would do what with your arms?
When you walk, they're straight by your sides anyways. They just swing back and forth.
When I see someone with their arms straight by their side, it is the biggest red flag I know.
But they're moving normally. I'm not saying
no, they are, Pat. There's what? No moving your arms normally when they're fully straight. Pat, there is no moving your arms normally when they can't bend.
Dude, it's swinging at the shoulder.
Swinging at the shoulder? What does that mean? Paint me a picture of swinging at the shoulder.
Stand up. Okay, is your hand by your side?
My hand is by my side, yeah.
Like hanging straight down?
Yeah, like an idiot.
What do you mean?
I'm uncomfortable alone right now standing like this, let alone if there were people around me.
If that's not how you normally just let your arm lay by your side, how do you walk then? Because if you walk swinging your elbows or bending at your elbow, that's weird.
Pat, what I'm saying is, listen.
I think you just realized that your arm is straight when you walk, and now you're trying to get out of it.
Of course, it's straight, but it's first of all, when I was.
Okay, so you're wrong.
Not wrong. It is one of the most awkward things. Pat, you always have a little bit of a bend in your elbow, especially considering how much you're moving it with everything you do. If there's no bend and it's always dead straight, there's no hiding that fact. And what I was talking about initially wasn't walking weird; it was running weird. Considering that when you run, your arms aren't straight and yours
that's a fact.
Dude, that's fine because I can still run. You guys cannot run.
I agree. We're not running anywhere. I don't need to run anywhere.
You can run. You not as well.
No, terribly. Let's concede the running.
Video of you running.
We're going to concede running. No doubt about that.
I'm going to learn to run. Have you ever seen someone run on stilts?
No.
In movies and shit.
Well, listen, Bennett, we can't use bicycles or unicycles, so that's off the table.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
But Pat's no longer using planes. So which is more important to you?
Ask for the old pat down. No. And then I'll have some difficulty getting my luggage into the overhead bin. But besides that, I'm good.
Yeah, and you can't ask for help. And then when you're sitting down, you'll never be able to unlock your tray table.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's not great.
Sleep.
Granted, it'd be hard for us to sit in the plane seat with our legs straight the whole time. But...
Yeah, you guys would have to buy out the whole row.
All right. I mean, listen. I think...
Pat, next time I'm with you, I'm going to take 30 steps and I'm going to keep my arms dead straight by my side. And I want you to tell me how quickly, if I saw someone like that, I would immediately just be like, it would take 1 minute with someone to just be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing with your arms? Why are they dead straight by your side, not moving?
And but then the only option still be straight. That's what I've been saying.
I know that they can literally move, but any other movement from there, they're just going to stay everything from that point is only going to be worse when you move them. Because now there's nothing to do with your arms that isn't insanely uncomfortable for everybody else in the room. Nothing. There's no position. There's no option you have to not look like a complete fool.
I mean, here's the thing. Pat loves to play basketball, too. He's no longer able to do that. Like, we can at least shoot hoops. He can't do anything.
I'll master the underhand granny shot.
You won't. Pat, tell me what would be so bad day to day about your arms, just your legs just being straight. All the time.
Dude. Moving and sitting and everything would just be so difficult.
And you really think that everything that you do with your hands now, that it that wouldn't be worse?
No, I think movement is way more important, and I could still find ways around.
Dude, I'm walking around my bedroom right now in small ovals with my legs fully straight, and it's not – it's like it, I'm very like slowed down. Like I'm definitely not running anywhere. I'm not catching anything that's going quickly. But it's perfectly fine. This is a small price to pay for the fact that I can do everything else in my life that you can't.
I mean, it's literally everything.
All right, it's listen.
Everything
I think,
that you do.
I think we've talked this topic to death. I think, Pat, you have a great point with the running, obviously, but I don't see any validity in anything else because it's basically it's basically a no-brainer that you're going to have legs with no knees. It's not that big of a deal.
You're way
still
off.
I'm stunned that you, that you want no elbows, but – to each his own. Does anybody have any last words to say?
We're going to test out this walking in.
Yeah, I was thinking from now on we should start, whenever we're together at some point, we should start making videos that accompany these, and we all have to do the thing we picked and see what it's actually like.
I want a video of Bennett sprinting as fast as he can without bending his knees.
That, I want that as well.
I want that too.
All right, gentlemen. Merry Christmas to you.
I want a picture. I want a video of you wiping your ass with your arms dead straight.
And showering. I want an entire example of you showering with straight, no elbows.
How are you ever going to reach your little friend down there as well, by the way?
Yeah, that's
– riddle me that.
My hand –
and by the way, distance. And by the way, you don't get any help on that either.
No,
Pat.
And Pat, if you stand and shrug your shoulders, you can actually do it. But that you're gonna have some massive traps at that point.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Signing off.
Well, people, I'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas.
See ya.
Oh wait, I gotta do my little sign off. If any of you out there would like to hone in and give your opinion on whether or not you'd like no elbows or no knees, let us know. Drop a comment. Give us a call.
Send a video of you doing tasks with whichever.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. All right, boys. Love you lots.
Talk to you guys soon.
Later.